Welcome back. Final go-round weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Ballpark Frank, Armando Vasquez, Phil Devine, and Big T Terrence. Everybody's in the house getting ready for a 4th of July weekend. Kicking it off here for you. And what a big week it is for UFC.
That's right. I'm jacked and I'm white. Famous words.
Really,
said
like
by
Casper the
Brock
Ghost.
Brock Lesnar. Yesterday, white. Or 2 days ago, Brock Lesnar, UFC 200 is just a week away from today, but we've got so much going on leading up to it. Armando, I know you're super pumped. You got a room down at the Strip. You're all excited for International Fight Week.
I am, yeah.
Tell me, what are you going to do first? What's your first plan when you hit
whatever,
the Strip?
Whatever Mary tells him to. Fold up your underwear, put them away.
You know he don't fold his underwear.
He doesn't even wear them.
I have women for that.
Women?
Mary,
one.
He's not coming home today. He's not going home today. He's afraid of the beating he's about to receive.
Wait a second. You can't make Amanda fold your underwear on her birthday weekend.
By the way, it will not be her birthday weekend next weekend.
By the way, not only was it Amanda's birthday, it was also our boy, Richie Valens. Great
Happy
kid.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Richie Valens, our boy.
Oh,
and Amanda.
Donna.
And they're both a beautiful couple, by the way.
That's true.
They both turned 18 years old.
Okay, enough. Now,
and neither one of them can go to Brazil.
Instead of talking about the love right now, we're talking about fighting. And we're talking about Brock Lesnar coming back to the UFC, taking on Mark Hunt. A lot of people are talking about this because they think that Brock Lesnar is the big bad and, you know, against Mark Hunt.
I'm trying to figure out...
I'm in more shock that this ever happened. I never thought we would see Brock Lesnar fighting again.
Me neither. And I'm in complete shock that he's here fighting. And also, why are they making such a big deal out of it? I mean,
because it's Brock Lesnar. He's one of the biggest pay-per-view draws ever.
Okay, maybe so. But again, it's his last few fights wasn't all him. Okay, I'll give him that.
Now, why?
Let's be honest. I mean, I'm more excited. Now, this is just me, my personal opinion, of the fight on Thursday with Rafael Dos Anjos and Eddie Alvarez.
And that's going to be a great fight.
Yes.
On Fight Pass Thursday night, that's your only chance to watch it. If you're in town, obviously, you can come and see it, but only on Fight Pass available for viewing. But people are making a big deal about Brock Lesnar because of the name value.
It's kind of like Canelo. They're just all hype. There's no substance to either one of them.
There's another name been thrown around for the last week. I have seen him on almost every sports show there is, and that is CM Punk. CM Punk has been signed with the UFC for over a year and has not fought once. Nope. It's the most ridiculous signing in the history of the sport, and now apparently he's got his fight date, UFC 203 in August. But, I mean, he's fighting a guy that's, in my opinion, is going to tear right through him.
All right, I have to throw this in
but
real quick.
But it's going
to
make money.
Before Armando comments on that, because I follow Uriah Faber. I've known him for a long time. He's a friend of mine, so I follow him on Facebook. Uriah Faber sent something out about CM Punk about a week or two ago. He had 26 MMA fights that they were practicing with. He lost 25 of the 26.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this guy on a card? Because wrestling fans are going to tune in to see the UFC.
They most certainly are. And there was a big news this week. Stephanie McMahon was talking. She was being interviewed. And she says that the UFC and the WWE are not competitive sources at all. They're not two competitive entities. They're two totally different. The UFC is a competitive sport, while wrestling is scripted. So they have no worry as far as being competition. But I think this hurts Brock Lesnar if he loses. And he's a big underdog going into this fight.
As he should be. Because first of all, we all know how great takedown defense Mark Hunt has.
It's not great. It's gotten a lot better.
Well, it's how many people have taken him down?
Stipe took him down and owned him in the fight. And that's the one thing is once you get Hunt down,
well, then you got a shot.
You have such an ability to hold him there. And Brock Lesnar is so big.
And see, that's where I think Dana White's a genius making this fight, because they can't lose. Hunt has an incredible punch, but to hit him, he's got to get inside like a 10 or 11-inch reach. So he's going to have to get inside. If he gets inside like that, Brock has a chance to take him down. If Brock wins, they go, look at this. He was a legitimate champ. We could even bring him back again. You know, the beast is back. If he loses, Dana and everybody goes, see, we're the legitimate sport, and our guy who's not even a champion or something knocked out Brock Lesnar. Well, it just can't lose for them.
Well, let's remember, he lost his first UFC fight, and he still became a big star.
And he still brought the money. That's what it's all about. This is the money.
But he lost it because they had made him stand back up. The Muir fight, right?
That was a ridiculous call.
He had him, and then he was beating the hell out of Frank Muir, and then Muir got him in the ankle lock because he didn't know how to defend it.
Illegal punches.
No, he had one illegal punch
in
there.
And they had to say something about it.
And they didn't have to stand him up, though. We've seen guys before that were not stood up for that.
You are correct, but... it is what it is.
That's ancient history, and I got to be honest, that's not the only real thing that anybody needs to be tuning in for, because UFC 200 is going to be off the hook. Frankie Edgar Aldo for the interim
Who's getting no love right now.
Jones and Cormier, two guys that absolutely hate each other. You got Miesha Tate and Amanda Nunes. I mean, you got a lot of great fights going on. Cain Velasquez, Travis Brown. When you have Cain Velasquez, Travis Brown starting off your pay-per-view portion of the card, it's great. When you have Jim Miller taking, he's the opening fight of the night, that's just absolutely insane. But Armando, you mentioned earlier that there were a lot of other fights and earlier in the week, and in fact, the first fight is Thursday night, and that headliner is insane. Eddie Alvarez versus Rafael Dos Anjos for the lightweight title. Only available on Fight Pass, but besides that, you also got Roy Nelson, a Vegas guy, taking on Derek Lewis.
Are you kidding me?
A fight that these two guys have been clamoring to get their hands on each other. They like each other, they respect each other, but they know that when the two of these guys get locked in the cage together, that they are going to swing for the fences, and it is going to be ugly. You also got Joe Duffy fighting. He's taking on Mitch Clark. Joe Duffy, the first guy to hand that loss to Conor McGregor. Obviously doesn't look as good right now. He's coming off of a loss to Dustin Poirier, but it was he pretty much got owned. But you also got Mike Pyle fighting. You got a lot of Vegas guys fighting in this fight. Out of everything on Thursday night, what's the one you're looking forward to the most?
Well, actually, the main event is what I'm really looking, because I really want to see, because I still consider Eddie Alvarez a Bellator guy. He hasn't done very... I mean, if you remember when Hector Lombard came in, I mean, he didn't... deal the show.
Hector Lombard's been a major disappointment since coming into the UFC. Obviously, with his last fight, True, getting knocked out. He's been stopped twice by TKOs in his last... well, knocked out in his last fight. Stopped by punches in the fight.
And I haven't been impressed with Eddie Alvarez, even though he's got a couple of decision wins.
So do you think he's got a shot here? Is he a live dog?
I would say he does. But again...
Dos Anjos is almost a $4 favorite.
Yeah. Again, well, the way he's been beating people, I still think Alvarez has a shot. But
Dos Anjos comes in like a ball of fire, and that first minute is going to be very intense. And Eddie Alvarez has been caught early in fights.
He can take a punch.
He can take a punch, but he's been dropped countless occasions. So he's got to be very careful in that opening round of the fight. But I think he's a live dog, too. I don't know if he wins it. Like you mentioned, hasn't been as impressive. I mean, if you look at his last, he's had four fights in the last couple of years, and he's won three of them by split decision.
Exactly.
All three of those wins are by split decision. So I don't know what we're going to get. But I'd have to say my fight is Roy Nelson against Derek Lewis. This is two heavyweights that are just gonna swing until someone goes down, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. Who wins? I don't know.
No,
I don't know who wins this one. It's gonna be a blast. We also got a lot of things going on. Are you doing any of the things for Fight Week? I know that they do the international the amateur expo.
I'm planning on going to the fan expo as I always do every year, and hopefully I'll make it to one of the cards, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
Are you going now? Do you plan on going to the Ultimate Fighter finale Friday night?
I would love to. It just depends on how long I stay at the expo and if I get a pass from the wife,
Now you, that's another one where we've got a championship belt that is for the women's title.
Two ladies that do not like each
other.
They
do not like. Now, I have not watched The Ultimate Fighter. Have you watched any of The Ultimate Fighter?
I've actually been watching it.
You have been watching it. How has this season been going?
From a competitive standpoint, I don't think it's been that great because Claudia's team is completely dominated. I mean, they've won every fight. They won every woman's fight, and they won all but one of the men's fight. Now, there are two of Joanna's girls, men in the semifinal because somebody got injured, so Dana brought back one of those guys. But, I mean, from a coaching standpoint in that, her team has completely dominated the competition.
Both those guys train here in Vegas, don't they? Or at least one of them does. I know that for sure. I know Heidi Fang with the Review Journal was doing some pieces on one of those guys.
Yeah, I know Joanna in the last episode actually just had Misha Tate come in and help them. It didn't seem to help much, but I mean, it brought up a little bit of, brought up their spirits a little bit.
Well, sure, why not? You were talking earlier about Eddie Alvarez, and you said that he's still, in your eyes, a Bellator guy.
And here comes another one.
Here comes another Bellator guy.
But I'm really excited about this guy.
Yeah, now I don't know how many people out there know who Will Brooks is. Will Brooks was the former Bellator lightweight champion.
Yes, he said champion, people. Champion.
And Eddie Alvarez was the former Bellator lightweight champion as
well. But was not a belt holder when he left.
Eddie Alvarez lost to Michael Chandler, who, by the way, during the commercial break, we were talking about that, and I needed to bring it up. Michael Chandler's KO last weekend of Patricky Pitbull Friere. That was absolutely nasty.
Definitely put the Pitbull to sleep.
Yeah, now he still may be asleep. You said, that it was a nasty, nasty punch. What an overhand right, and that, you know. But Brooks has stopped Michael Chandler. Now, obviously, MMA math doesn't work, and Chandler hasn't fought Ross Pearson at all, but Will Brooks is a man on a mission, a man who asked to be released from that Bellator contract because they were not doing right by him, he said, which is so funny because you've got so many fighters talking about how Bellator is doing so well for them. Rampage, loving life again. All these guys just really loving Josh Thompson, Benson Henderson. They're getting all the love, but apparently there are some people not getting the love, and Will Brooks was one of them. Now Will Brooks makes his UFC debut on Friday night at the Tough Finale, which I believe is on FS1.
It is, yes.
And he takes on Ross Pearson. Tell me how excited you are for this one.
Oh, I'm very excited. I really want to see what Will Brooks has. Regardless of, Ross Pearson is the perfect guy I think he should be fighting because he's tough as nails, and he's not going to back down from whatever Will Brooks throws at him. So now, unless Ross Pearson grows old in one night, I expect this to be a barn burner.
Do you think Pearson's a live dog? Because he's a $3 take back. Brooks is like $3.50 to $4 favorite.
I would never say that he's going to, I'm sure that he's going to lose, but, my money is on Brooks.
Yeah, my money is definitely on Brooks.
But anything can happen, as we all know. But I still see, again, but then those octagon jitters usually tend to show up in the first fight, so let's hope it doesn't happen.
And you know what I love? I remember Daniel Cormier, the very first time talking about it. Daniel Cormier said, there is no such thing as ring rust, and there is no such thing as octagon jitters. Well, after his first fight, he was like, okay, let me tell you, there are such a thing as octagon jitters. And after he was out for a year, he said, there is such a thing as ring rust. Now, we mentioned Cormier and Jones earlier, but that obviously is the big fight next weekend, next Saturday night, a intense, heated rivalry maybe comes to an end. John Jones, who didn't look so great in his last fight.
He had
obviously
ring rust.
He had ring rust. Or
cage rust.
I think that was, like you say, ring rust. If Cormier had any chance of beating John Jones, it was that night.
And you could tell Cormier felt that way too, doing the commentary down on the side. Damn. The whole time he was just like, man, did I just blow this opportunity?
I had to get hurt. So are you excited for that one, Frank? Because, I remember seeing those two go at it at the MMA Awards a couple of years ago. I think it was my first year in town about 4 years ago. Daniel Cormier ran after John Jones before he was getting in the car to go and was ready to swing right then and there.
I'm excited about it because I love John Jones fighting regardless of what he does outside the cage. In his own words, he said, I'm not a bad guy, but I do bad things. But, I mean, he's an exciting fighter to watch. I want to see if we get the same John Jones again. And I do like fights where the intense dislike for each other, even maybe hatred, when it's genuine. And with these two guys, it's genuine. They can't stand each other.
Not at all. I mean, just a quick side note, Heidi Fang, who we all know and love here, She was at that press conference where they got in a fight at the MGM Grand. She was actually...
she was the one hit by the shoe.
By the shoe that Daniel Cormier threw at the MGM Grand. So
it was really funny because I remember that day I was getting ready to go to the press conference, finished up radio show that morning, was getting ready to go to the press conference, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to go. They're always the same thing. Yes. I'm not going. Nice, I'm staying home. And then all of a sudden I get this call and they're like... I can't believe you're missing this. It was absolutely insane. But UFC 200 next Saturday night. Make sure you catch the fights in between. International Fight Week is going to be a blast. But I did also really want to make a quick remind or note. This past week, over the weekend, last weekend, Ryan Jimmo, former UFC fighter, yes. He was killed in a hit and run after a road rage incident. Definitely very sad story. But I actually had the pleasure of sitting next to Ryan Jimmo at UFC 181 when it was Pettis and Melendez and Hendricks against Lawler 2. And Ryan Jimmo, I sat next to him the whole time. He was doing radio for he's doing a Phoenix MMA show once a week. We talked the entire event. Not once did he try to tell me who he was or what kind of guy he was. He just asked me radio questions.
That's cool.
He was a very cool, down-to-earth, very big on getting the Ali Act signed in MMA. He will be missed. And finally, they did catch, apparently, the two guys who were involved with this. And I hope they just get the justice they deserve.
All right, and I agree with you on that. And speaking of cool things and cool things out there, try to stay cool this weekend. We're out of time. I'd love to be talking. There's so much more we could get to, but it is the weekend kickoff here. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Stay cool this weekend. Try to stay dry as well. Watch out for those flash floods. And of course, happy birthday to Amanda this coming Monday as well.
Yes, and our boy Richie Valens. Yes.
And Richie Valens as well. That's going to do it for us.
La Bamba.
Happy 4th of July. Every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. See ya.